This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's all about toughness. And that's apparently what was displayed over the weekend at Falcons training camp. More on that coming up here on the show. Also, we will get into the moves the Braves have made. Yes, they've made moves. Stay right there. We're going to tell you all about it.
They kind of had to make these moves.
They made moves, Mike.
Moves they've made.
They have made multiple moves today.
Inning eaters.
All right. That's on the way. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs.
All right.
Connor Riley, here from Dog Nation. Connor, KJ Bolden needs to be a leader on this team. Talk to me about what Kirby said and what do you get from the leadership standpoint with Kirby putting this out there?
Yeah, so KJ Bolden a year ago, five-star freshman, everyone sort of knew who he was, showed that he can play it at a very high level. I recently went back and rewatched the Texas game from a season ago, and KJ Bolden was making the of plays you expect an all-SEC safety to make. And you know, in talking about this Georgia team, I feel like KJ has gone a little under the radar, a little under notice. And I think part of that, one, Georgia has just always had excellent safety play since Kirby Smart took over. But two, a lot of the conversation this offseason around KJ internally has been, how does he improve as a leader? How does he become a bigger voice on this team? And how does he excel in that area? Because we know that he is a great football player. But I think as we saw a season ago at Georgia, there were some leadership issues that I think led to that team underwhelming a little bit. The Carson Beck angle has been talked about a lot. I think on the offensive line, there were some guys who knew that they were going to be drafted very highly and did not necessarily always prepare to the highest of their abilities. And so Kirby this offseason, I think, has made a real push for younger guys like a KJ Bolden, like a Nate Frazier, to step into greater leadership roles in hopes that this young Georgia football team, where over half the guys are in their first or second year of college football, take that step forward and sort of carry this team in a way that the leaders a season ago didn't exactly do to the highest level.
Talking with our man Connor Riley, guys, about the Dogs. I heard on the Steakhouse today, Drew Butler was on with Steak, and Drew relayed a story about him running into Matthew Stafford, Carl, earlier this month. And Matthew Stafford, Connor, was saying that Zachariah Branch, the transfer from USC, he thinks is a tremendous route runner. I don't know how much Matthew Stafford watched at USC, but he's aware of this young man. So even though Georgia had nobody on the preseason all-SEC first team on offense, how much and how explosive are these receivers going to be?
Yeah, I think that this is a room that has the ability to be drastically better than it was a season ago. Like, the simplest thing, and if you're a Georgia fan, I get, you can tell me all about recruiting rankings and hype and draft potential and things like that. They just got to catch the ball. They ranked last in the country in drops last year with 36, and that obviously had an impact on the offense. I think with Zachariah Branch in particular, this is a guy who been an excellent special teams player at USC, a dynamic return man, does sort of all the things that you want from an off-the-field standpoint, and has elite athletic traits. The question with him has been, okay, when does that development as a wide receiver come into play? Because, if you're able to pair that athleticism with this technical ability and refinement, you've got a chance to have a very, very productive player. And I wrote a story about Branch this morning. Look, Arian Smith is maybe not the most favorable comp for Georgia fans, just given the issues that he had with drops a season ago. But he was an excellent special teams player. He was a guy that had over 800 yards receiving, which is on the higher end of wide receiver production that a Kirby Smart player has had. And I think you saw the blueprint there where in 1 year working with James Coley, you saw Arian Smith make some jumps as a more polished every down offensive player than he was previously. And so if Branch is able to make that similar leap and he's able to improve in the more technical elements that a wide receiver is asked to do, I do think that this wide receiver room has a chance to be much better because it is a lot more diversified than it was a season ago, and it is a more experienced wide receiver room, even though they are bringing in five freshmen this offseason at the position.
Connor Riley, I want to talk about these offensive tackles. Tell me about Ernest Green and Monroe Freely and how good you think Freeling is going to be.
From a potential standpoint, these guys, I have the ability to be all SEC level players. We've already seen it in Ernest Green in the 2023 season. Monroe Freeling was one of the top offensive tackle prospects in his respective recruiting class. But when those two guys were out there on the field last season, we straight up just did not see it. And those guys, maybe perhaps more than anyone else last season, maybe it's a little unfair to put Monroe Freeling in this category, aside from the Notre Dame game, it just did not perform up to expectations. Injuries was a big reason why that was the case. Green was dealing with a shoulder injury, and then Freeling at the end of the year had shoulder surgery that caused him to miss spring. There's a world where these guys are both all SEC tackles at the end of the season if everything goes right, and if that's the case, this sort of offense in my mind is going to be very good. But there was a world where that was the case last year, and I think we saw maybe perhaps the worst-case scenario of that. Ernest Green is now going to play right tackle this year. He's flipping over to the other side of the line. Monroe Freeling going to settle in there at left tackle. I think Georgia feels very good about what they have at that top end of the depth chart in terms of those two guys because they've played a lot of football. The reality is in 2025, though, those guys have to play much, much better than they did, especially at the end of the 2025 season.
NFL camps are open. The college camps like Georgia are set to open. And Connor Riley's with us here, guys, from Dog Nation on the WadeForward.com hotline. The running backs, we all know about Nate Frazier, and certainly we had high expectations for him. We talked about the fumble issues. What about McCray? Who's going to be the next guy, and what is that running game going to look like as far as how many touches? Can Frazier be a 1,000-yard guy?
I'm very interested in seeing, you know, Kirby Smart hinted at this at SEC Media Day, that they were doing things differently with their running game this year. I think part of that is because of Gunnar Stockton's legs and his ability to be used in that area of the field, which Carson Beck was just not that type of player a season ago. In the transfer portal, they go out and they bring in Joshua McCray. He is Georgia's biggest running back at 240 pounds. He brings a physical element that they just did not have a season ago. And so if you're able to pair him with what he does well, being a guy that can just sort of churn out 4 or 5 yards of carry on well-blocked plays, I think that's going to help open things up for Nate Frazier. To your point, Mike, Georgia hasn't had a 1,000-yard rusher since DeAndre Swift in 2019.
Wow.
And I think Frazier absolutely has the talent to do that. But he's got to be able, obviously, to cure up the fumble issues that plagued him a season ago, but be able to consistently break off explosive runs. Georgia ranked 86th in the country last year in rushes over 10 yards or more. That's the lowest it's ever been under Kirby Smart. And like you, I think Nate Frazier can get there. I think it behooves Georgia greatly if he does. They're going to need him to rip off some explosive runs. That way, they're not relying necessarily on Gunnar Stockton to connect on these 10, 11, 12 play drives to score, because that just becomes very hard to do consistently over the course of the game.
We're talking with Connor Riley, guys, Dog Nation. It's Dukes and Bell, Falcons training camp info coming up. More on Arthur Blank and what he had to say. Defensive battles, what are the defensive battles that you're going to be watching as camp gets underway?
So the biggest one to me is that second cornerback position. You know, Dalen Everett, I think, firmly entrenched as a starter, was a media representative at SEC Media Days. That second cornerback spot right now is between Daniel Harris and Ellis Robinson. Daniel Harris, like, if you're going to build a cornerback in a lab, this is what a cornerback would look like. He is long. He's able to run fast. He got some very valuable playing time at the end of the 2024 season, passing Julian Humphrey on the depth chart. Didn't always excel when he was on the field a season ago, but you think another season under his belt, he looked really good in the spring game, and I think the Georgia staff really likes him. The other guy at that battle is Ellis Robinson, 5-star player, number one ranked defensive player in the 2024 recruiting class. The only prospect ranked ahead of him was Jeremiah Smith, and on sort of the camp circuit, Jeremiah Smith has some struggles against Ellis Robinson. If Ellis Robinson comes out and plays physically and shows some mental growth from where he was a season ago, there's a world where he is potentially the most talented cornerback in the sport. And that is what the recruiting people, the scouts, think of this kid. He's just got to be able to put it all together and beat out another very talented defensive back in Daniel Harris, because Georgia traditionally has not rotated all that often at the cornerback position.
The Tennessee game, I mean, you feel that you're going to see Gunnar Stockton play these first two games deep into the second half? Or, I mean, because I know we talked about, like, same situation with Michael Penix Jr., trying to get more reps. Presumably they'll be handling those games. But what do you think? I mean, I just want to see him, like, dropped into Tennessee, and all of a sudden, now, okay, do some rock star stuff at quarterback.
It's very important for Gunnar to play well early in those games against Marshall and against Austin Peay. Because last year, look, Georgia started very slowly on offense, and Georgia, yes, you want to get Gunnar as many reps as he can, and you want him to play well so that he can be prepared to go on the road and face a very stout Tennessee defense. But the other thing there to worry about, and why, and this is something Kirby actually very much lamented a season ago, specifically with the UMass game at the end of the season, where Georgia just sort of played around with its food a little bit.
Right.
When you do that and you're forced to play a guy like a Gunnar Stockton later into the game, that means that a backup like Ryan Puglisi just isn't getting real game reps at all. And I do think that mattered when Gunnar ultimately was forced into action in the game against Texas, in the game against Notre Dame, because it took him time to get acclimated to the speed of the game. And I do think that with Gunnar this year in particular, with the way he has shown it, maybe perhaps an inability to protect himself on certain runs, obviously the Texas one comes to mind, you're going to need your backup quarterback ready to go and be someone who can play real reps for you. So those first two games are huge for Gunnar for just playing well, but also from a Georgia perspective as well, to potentially have someone like Ryan get more reps and get more accustomed. Because as it stands right now, Gunnar Stockton's the only guy on the Georgia roster that has thrown a pass in college football.
Mm. Connor, what happened with Nasir McCoy out of Buford? He chooses Ole Miss. What was the deal there?
Yeah, this is a guy who I think wanted to come to the University of Georgia, but you look at where Georgia's recruiting class is at right now. Look, it's very full. They're at 30 guys. They potentially might get one or two more guys, but reality is Georgia's recruiting class is largely done to this point in time. I know there might be some guys that maybe flip and go elsewhere. Obviously, the Chase Calicut situation out of Texas, I'd be stunned at this point based on everything we've seen if he's still in this class at the end of it. But this just sort of speaks to, in some ways, the advantage that Georgia gets to play with. You have so many talented players in your backyard, like Nasir McCoy, who plays for a big-time program in Buford and is now going to, I think, go on to be a very good player at Ole Miss. But you're not going to be able to take everyone. So you have to find a way to sort of strike that balance and land quality players while at the same point in time knowing that there are just going to be guys that you miss out on because you can't take a full class of Georgia players.
Hey, we talked about it last week. We saw Alabama come out approving President Trump's executive order because we think we kind of have a handle on how this is going in college football with the NCAA House decision. Did Georgia ever make a formal decision? Florida came out and backed. They were supporting the president's move on that.
Yeah, there's been nothing official from Georgia in terms of an official statement or things like that. I think all parties, whether it's Trump, whether it's Congress, whether it's the NCAA, whether it's the coaches, agree that we need some form of guardrails in place, because what has transpired with college athletics, not just college football, but athletics as a whole, has just left a very bad taste in consumers' mouths over the past year. And with the House settlement, with the way things are going, there's no clear indication that this is going to get any better, despite all sort of the gusto and talk around it. We need, I think, at this point in time, real action if we're going to sort of see college football in particular stabilize to a way that I think is fan-friendly again.
Connor Riley, great work. Tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yep, you guys can follow me on Twitter, at K Connor Riley. Camp starts on Thursday. We're going to have a ton of stuff. And before you know it, Georgia will open the season against Marshall on August 30th.
It's here, man. Football's back, baby! All right, Connor, man, we'll talk to you next week. Great work.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Hey, man, I mentioned Zach Branch to Connor not being on first team all offense, but he is on there as a specialist and, quote, all-purpose player. So coaches around the league talking about what Matthew Stafford said about this guy, recognize the skills of this big – this might be the most important transfer the Georgia's got.
All right. Look, I need playmakers. Right. They didn't have enough of those guys at the wide receiver
catch
position.
Catch the damn ball.
Hey, man, Arthur Blank, and what did our defensive coordinator say about coming off the weekend? You'll hear it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Dukes and Bell. Braves making moves. Mike, don't say anything. They are making moves. We will tell you about that.
You betcha.
Guy Talks on the way as well, coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Hey, man, hope you had a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed. If you went up to the Falcons training camp, by the way, and Mike said it was electric, 5, 6, 7, 8,000, 10,000 fans up there. I don't know what the official count was. All I know is the hill was packed, and it was cool to see. This weekend, and it just shows that we are all very excited about this upcoming season, including our owner, Arthur Blank, who spoke over the weekend.
That's right, I did.
And look, is it any surprise that Arthur Blank would love to be in the playoffs? No. 7 years. 7 long years. Do you think he's impatient, by the way? Do you think he's impatient?
I think if I was his age, I'd be getting impatient. I'm impatient. I'm, you know, 56. And he's in his 80s.
Here is Arthur Blank talking about the expectation for the team this year.
Well, you know, there always is. From a fan standpoint, from a player standpoint, from an ownership standpoint, we expect to be competitive. We expect to be, you know, in the running all year. We definitely want to get to the playoffs. That's obviously our goal. And everybody understands that. So we have a plan, and we're going to work it and execute it and hopefully come out with the results that we want to see as the year goes on.
What is Arthur now? 82, Mike? 82?
I'm going to look it up just to make sure.
Think
I want to say he's 82.
Yeah. And look, Mike said it sharp as ever. We usually get a chance to visit with him and get a chance to see him. He really hadn't done anything since his comments on the draft. And then, you know, he's kind of been absent. Not in that way, but just
right.
Not in the limelight.
Yeah, not as much. He's got guys running the company for him, but he's still, and we have good friends that are involved in the organization. Arthur is involved every day. He still takes meetings.
Yes, he does.
He's involved in every decision, everything that gets done. He'll be 83 end of September.
Okay. Can we do it? Can we get there?
I mean, you know.
Can we get there?
I just, of all the guys, and I know that, yes, you know, owners sometimes become the guys in the black hat in sports because owners are bad.
Sure.
Not all. Some better than others. And I just think that, you know, he's done a lot for the community. I think that goes without saying what you've seen with children's health care and what we've done with the soccer legacy. In fact, the World Cup is coming here. Like, nobody wants to win more than Arthur. He just, you know, maybe sometimes doesn't necessarily know how to because of, you know, sometimes maybe loyalties get involved and maybe hanging on a little too much to somebody or someone. But look, the guy wants to win. There'd be no better guy deserving of a championship. That's why the 16th thing of all the heartbreak that we took to see his reaction, you know, like like the rest of us, right? Love to see him get. Just get back in the friggin' playoffs, man. First step.
Yeah, that is the first step. Meanwhile, defensively, and a reminder, Terry Fontenot will be on with the morning shift tomorrow, 8 a.m. As a reminder, if you want to make sure you check that out. But Jeff Ulbrich's their new defensive coordinator, and I just want you to hear a few things he was talking about. Practice was intense, as it should be. I think the intensity, it ramps up as you get closer and closer to the season. And right now in camp, there are guys trying to establish themselves. There are guys who are trying to make sure that you know that I know that you know that I'm him. And so there were a couple of scraps yesterday, but Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, was talking about the intensity.
Intensity all day long. Awesome. That's exactly what we need. Great defense does not exist without it. You know, it's just, it's controlled anger. It's controlled chaos. It's controlled aggression, all those things. And that takes discipline and it takes work. And I'm glad we're getting to that place of where it's right there. I want to throw a punch and I don't, you know. So the more that we can do that out here and take it to that place, the better we'll be in those games when that stuff happens. Because it's going to happen. It's guaranteed.
I mean, we talked about it earlier.
Controlled chaos.
Coaches want that edge, man. I mean, that's why, like, I'm loving everything I'm hearing. I mentioned this earlier about James Pierce Jr., and that's what you want.
James.
Go get after it, man. And, you know, coaches, what you said, Carl, all right, that's enough. Stop it. And meanwhile, they love it. They want, you know, like Dan Campbell sent the Lions home early twice because they were, you know, getting after it. But I do think you want to, as he said, take it right up to the line. Mm. You never want to be a knucklehead where, because, you know, and if there's a fight, you know, first off, you can't hurt anybody. They're wearing a helmet.
You can't.
And secondly, the ref never sees the first punch. But what he's talking about in this environment, great.
I agree. Jeff Ulbrich was also talking about what kind of defense this is going to be, guys. And whatever you thought it was last year, get that out of your head. They're doing things differently.
Truth be told, this defense is in year one. I know this staff and Roz in his second year here, but what we're doing defensively is very different to what was done last year.
Okay. I look, and as far as I'm concerned, that is good. Mm. We still need to see what that is going to look like. Does it create more turnovers? Strip sack! Is it more picks? Is it more sacks, Mike? Is it more chaos? Is it more pressures? If it's not that stuff, then how much different is it going to look?
Right. I mean, we've got a bunch of guys now. Think about this. If you take it back 3 years ago, we had Coach Pease. Remember, Dean Pease was the defensive coordinator?
Dean Pease.
And we were literally doing what the Braves are now doing for their pitching staff. We're picking guys off the scrap heap.
Right.
It is what it is. We had no money. It was the ultimate salary cap hell. And he was making lemonade out of lemons. And then, you know, and the next year, you get better, a little bit better. And then this year, you got depth. You got guys battling for position. You know, unfortunately, a guy like Braylon Trice might not even get on the field this year, you know, based on the guys that are ahead of him. You've got Leonard Floyd now. That might, you know, Ebiketie's in a kind of a contract year, whether it's going to be with the Falcons or somebody else. You've got a bunch of guys battling. We talked about the depth in the interior of the line. And Rook hopefully is going to, you know me, I'm always talking about Rook popping. But you've got linebackers now. That's why it just ruins things for a guy like Troy Anderson to be on the pup list. And this is not the year to be on the pup list. You might never ever play again for the Falcons in a regular season game.
Yeah.
But for a fan, it's a good thing now because now there's depth,
well,
which we haven't had.
You mentioned the position stuff with the linebackers. I think we got a good linebacking core, but you're right about Troy. But it starts with Caden Ellis. And ironically, Jeff Ulbrich was asked about Caden Ellis. Listen to what he said about Ellis and his ability.
I normally don't listen to the polls. I don't listen to all the external noise. But I did see some things regarding, you know, the way the world, the league perceives Caden as purely a stacked linebacker, and maybe it's not what I think, you know, but to see him as a pure stacked linebacker, the way he's grown and where he's gone with his game, this is beyond the rushing, this is beyond all the blitzing, the versatility, this is just pure stacked linebacker. I think he's taking huge strides regarding that. So I'm excited for the world to see what he's become as stack linebacker plus all the other stuff he's going to do.
Yeah, man. Look, I think we realized certainly by the end of the year how versatile he was. And when Ross started to use him in different places, Mike, how he was affecting the defense and how the defense changed. But just to say he's a one-trick pony, right? And that's what Jeff Ulbrich is saying. He's not. He can do a variety of things.
Right.
And that's what makes him special. I think that's really cool. And again, I expect him to have another big year. But you're right. I think from the linebacking standpoint, like if you're talking about playing time and who's fighting for their lives as far as being on this team and the roster, it's Troy Anderson.
I mean, you just can't stay healthy. You know, I mean, that's like we always joke. I know it's cliched, availability and ability. Got to be out there. And I mentioned Braylon Trice. We loved Braylon Trice last year. We thought he's going to be a real dog, and he may still be. But it's just tough now knowing that there's guys. All of a sudden, you got guys like Jalen Walker. You know, you get guys that are just, you know, just athletes that come out of the draft ready to go. And all of a sudden now it's like, man, am I gonna be on this team? I'm, you know, let's be honest. In the past few years, there's never really been many surprising cuts.
No.
This might be a year where you're like, oh wow, that guy got cut because just a testament to you finally built up some of the depth in all the areas.
That's a great point. You brought up James Pierce. This is what our DC said about him fighting and how he responded.
The really promising part of all of that exchange was after the fact, a lot of young guys, after a moment of like real anger, frustration, and you know, getting out of whack, they're lost for practice, you know, and he was the opposite. It was like he reset, he came back, took a deep breath, and I think he made three or four like really amazing plays after the fact. So it's promising.
Talking about James Pierce, guys. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. And as I've said, he looks really good. I'm going to expound on this a little bit more coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We will also hear from Kirk Cousins, who, Mike, he's been an excellent teammate. We knew he would be. He's not doing anything. He's not making a scene or trying to be a me guy. He is doing, at least in this situation, he's doing all the things that he needs to do. But he also had a few things to say, and we're going to let you hear that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But the James Pierce thing is, it's trending in the right direction.
Right. And it's funny, every time we mention James Pierce, somebody hits us up on the text line, and this guy is Malcolm. Yeah, now you're coming around. Dude, we said this a million times. We went with what we heard from everybody. The same things that were said about Shamar Stewart and Mike Green, who wound up with the Ravens, or in this case, what was said about James Pierce, which may be a bunch of nonsense. Mm. We talked to his teammates at SEC Media Days. They love the guy. We talked to him off the mic up at camp on Thursday, and he was telling, you know, us and Torrey McElhinney, he's getting more comfortable on microphone. And so that's great. But more importantly, he's just out there, and he's got attitude and edge, but he's got the skills to back it up, which is great. Because that's the kind of alpha, you know, say, call it whatever you want to call it. You know, the dude that we've been missing on this team for years. Speaking of dudes, we're going to talk to Leonard Floyd tomorrow. He's going to join us. That'll be the conversation. You'll hear as we're live from Hooters up there at Mall of Georgia.
Yeah, and I think his presence is also a big help. I don't think that it's talked about, at least not now. It will be, but how his veteran presence is helping these young guys, man, because you need that. It's another reason why, Mike, I think they went out and signed Leonard Floyd, not because of that. He can still play. He's going to contribute. Floyd's going to get his 6 to 8, maybe 10 sacks, who knows. But having that influence of a guy who's been there, Super Bowl champion, right? I mean, a guy who knows what it takes in this league, and he's coming back to the crib, as we said. He's back home in Georgia. This is one of those things. It's a perfect situation for him, but I also think it helps the young guys that we're talking about on this defense. And that's the other part. You might forget how young we are. You talk about Rook's second year, Mike. You talk about Jalen, Pierce. These are first-year guys. There's a bunch of guys. Xavier Watts, I think, is going to be a starter. First-year guy. You got a lot of young guys on this defense. You need some veteran presence outside of Jesse Bates and A.J. Terrell.
Right. So we got the – as I said to you a number of times this offseason, reminds you a little bit of 16 because we had some of the veterans. We had some OGs on that team. But the core of the defense was pretty young. And it worked, you know, it worked until the last 5 minutes of the Super Bowl, basically.
Hey, man, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
All right, man, maybe you've heard about this. It's a new look Luka. We're going to hear from virtual Luka Doncic and see how he shed a reported 20. He hasn't even said any jokes yet, Orin. A reported 22 pounds.
I don't believe it.
And neither do some people from Sports Illustrated. We'll tell you about that. We got Bryce Harper. Did he basically tell the commissioner to go blank himself and get the blank out of the Phillies clubhouse? And what was the commissioner doing in there in the first place? Hard-hitting journalism coming up next in Guy Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And tomorrow, guys, we're going to be playing up at camp. We're going to be live. We mentioned Leonard Floyd's going to be our Falcon guest. And we'll be doing our show, and we appreciate everybody who showed up for the debut of this season's shenanigans up at the Hooters Mall of Georgia. Right there, man, in Buford. It was a great crowd. I hope we'll have a great crowd on Tuesday and Thursday this week. Speaking of Hooters, big day, a red letter day, apparently back on the 7th of July for the senior citizens who populate, at least the men, who populate the Villages retirement community in Florida, northwest of Orlando, just east of I-75. I think everyone's got a grandma, an uncle or a cousin, or you've heard about somebody's grandfather retiring to the Villages. The Hooters opened up, drawing a large crowd. I just showed Carl the video of literally, it's like that the video when clowns get out of the Volkswagen at the circus. I mean, literally, 150 seniors just bum rush into Hooters to get some prime real estate.
It's the best because it's like, it's open, let's go! They're all running for the door. It's like, there's a girl opening the door. They're like, they're rushing past her. It's the
best. Does it close at 6:30?
I was going to say, I've got my Groupon. Yeah, I was going to say, is there an early bird? But it's pretty funny. When my uncle, my dad's stepbrother was alive, my uncle Nick, he literally, and I showed Carl the pictures, he looks like the Burt Young, the Paulie character from Rocky. And he lived in Lake Worth, which is near West Palm Beach. And he literally was that guy, Carl, in the members only jacket. After my Aunt Rhoda passed, Uncle Nick was like a fixture at Hooters. He was the one when Uber started. He's like, yeah, I'm driving the Uber. I'm not making any money. I go, how's that possible? You know, he had a Porsche, you know, SUV, the Cayman, right? Is that what it is? Or the Cayenne? The Cayenne. And I go, what do you mean? I go, well, you got to be making money. It's a black car. He goes, no, it's white. I go, it qualifies as a black car, wow. You idiot. But anyway, that's my Uncle Nick was because he was basically charging UberX rates day to drive around in a Porsche until we straightened him out. So, okay, not the sharpest knife, FDNY.
No, that's a good
one. Fire department guy. I'm not saying that fire as a department is not as fast, as quick as the cops. But anyway, the rest of the story is history. Hey, man, listen to this story from up in Philly. Apparently, the commissioner, Rob Manfred, makes the rounds. I wasn't aware of this. He does visit with the 30 MLB teams and apparently will talk turkey with some of the players in the clubhouses. And a story that gets out that apparently happened last week with Bryce Harper. Apparently, the meeting takes place in the Phillies clubhouse. Rob Manfred starts talking about the game's economics. Doesn't mention salary cap, but starts talking about, you know, where baseball is going in the future. In the middle of this meeting, apparently Bryce Harper stands up and goes right face-to-face with Manfred and says, you want to speak about that? You can get the F out of our clubhouse.
Wow.
Right to the committee. Could you imagine anybody doing that to Goodell?
No.
In this NFL?
No. No.
Me neither. They say that for what it's worth, if you think that little meek Manfred was going to back down, apparently he didn't.
You talking to me?
He said that he was not going to get the blank out of here and said to the Phillies,
I'm not leaving.
It was important to talk about threats to MLB's business and ways to grow the game. Apparently, never used salary cap. Apparently, there was some tension there. No blank. There was tension, and apparently, Nick Castellanos got basically in the middle and started asking some questions. Eventually, it did de-escalate. And apparently by the end of the meeting, Manfred shook hands with Bryce Harper before he left.
Okay. Well, that's good.
That's interesting.
I mean, that is interesting. But you know what that means. I mean, seriously, like what Harper, and he's saying this and he's speaking for all the players, we're not going to be the generation to do that. We're not going to be the guys to cave in to a salary cap when guys have paid the price before us. Mike, I don't think it's ever going to happen, by the way, in baseball.
Look, the thing is, you need the salary cap. But you need the salary floor to be enforced.
Yes.
So the thing about the cap is, and I've heard Bob Costas, and I've heard these people make the arguments against it, football is successful for a reason. The NBA is successful. Everybody could. Oklahoma City, in a small market, just won the championship. Indianapolis won a championship. New Orleans won a championship in the NFL. The cap works. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Tampa got close one year, but they're never going to win a championship in baseball. It's basically the script is written for the top 8 or 10 teams, and that's it. It sucks. I wish they did have a cap, but you're right. They ain't going to be on this generation's watch. You're right about that.
And look, I've had these discussions with guys over the years. A lot of guys, you know, they let the team rep. Every team has a rep that handles this. And they're like, man, I don't even think we've discussed that since I've been here. And some of those guys have been on teams, you know, at that time, my 7 or 8 years. And they had not once talked about it, because the deal with baseball, and I think they learned this, we can go back to 94, labor strife, right? Strikes, et cetera, just kills the sport. And guys don't want to go back to that, but they also don't want to give in to what they've gained. So I don't think it'll ever happen.
Hey, speaking of baseball real quick, I don't know if you saw this. Emmanuel Clase, the closer for the Guardians.
Clase!
He is placed on paid leave. And this is about an investigation by MLB per ESPN's Jeff Passan. The Guardians confirmed the news in a statement. Apparently, they're looking into him gambling an MLB sports betting investigation. Now, what makes this interesting is the Guardians are apparently going to be sellers at the trade deadline. They're basically 8 games out. They're a game under 500. And they were going to be looking to move him for some pieces. And he was certainly going to be one of the coveted closers. And now you can't close on him because he ain't going to be playing.
Yikes. That hurts their chances to maybe make a deal. Yeah, man, look, this looks suspicious, doesn't it? It looks suspicious.
Luis Ortiz was also put on paid leave early July after suspicious bets were reportedly placed based on his performance. Came under fire. 2 of his pitches were flagged for suspicious betting activity. See, this gets into everybody talked about, you know, having, you know, the algorithms and the software where you can actually bet on everything almost like on a second by second basis.
Right.
And yeah, that's the last thing you need, because then a guy can, I bet you the next pick's a ball. Like he could hit the mascot with the pitch, right?
Yeah.
Put one on the backstop.
And by the way, pitchers are more prone to this because, again, hitters are reacting. Pitchers are handling and throwing the ball where they want. Mike, if I am a pitcher and I know I've got some kind of bet in like that, this is the danger, then yeah, if I want to walk a guy, I can. And you know what? If I need to give up a hit, I mean, seriously, take a little bit off. It sounds crazy, but these are the scenarios that are playing out. And I just think these guys, I don't know how they don't think they're going to get caught. That's my
thing. Well, that's just it, because now they're going to find the paper trail or the digital trail in this case, either to your phone or somebody who has your phone number who did the bet on their phone. Yeah. Guy's got 24 saves this year. Guardians, as we said. Yeah. And in case you're looking for a precedent, Tucupita Marcano banned for life after reportedly betting on his own team while injured. So baseball is not messing around.
No, and it's a no-win. I mean, seriously, it makes no sense. But I think with all the tools that you said that they have out there to their disposal, and the live betting is a game changer.
Right.
It just is.
Hey, man, we talked about it on Friday. CeCe Sabathia was inducted to the Hall of Fame along with Ichiro Suzuki and Dave Parker, who I just loved. And the Cobra was one of my favorite players as a kid. And who am I forgetting? Trevor Hoffman? Who am I forgetting?
No, Billy Wagner.
Billy Wagner. Other clues. Billy Wagner. So Sabathia's car broke down. They had to get the Escalade apparently towed. But he did eventually make it to Cooperstown. Really cool picture. It's gone viral. It's him, Sandy Koufax, and Randy Johnson.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. So 3 of the greatest. Only I think my way would be better is if Tom Glavine's in the picture. I have like 4 of the best left-handers to ever dress out. But he goes in the Hall of Fame and talked about his career being, you know, just everything he ever thought it could be as a dream.
Yeah, I just, man, I appreciate Ichiro and how good he was. Contact hitter. You know, Ichiro could have hit 35, 40 home runs easily in any year that he wanted to. But Mike and I always talk about going opposite field and just putting the ball in play. He was the best. Just going to get a knock, get a guy on, move a guy over. But CeCe Sabathia, Mike, a lot of people don't realize this. Brian Cashman gives him credit. So does Derek Jeter for their final, you know, that run where they didn't win anything leading up to them acquiring him. And He wanted to go play for the Dodgers at that time. I think this is 08, 09-ish.
Right.
And Cashman goes to his house and basically convinces him, you have to come and help us with A-Rod and Jeter. And he was a guy that fostered that relationship and really helped that, that locker room and that clubhouse. And then they go on to win the World Series.
I think a very underrated player for sure. Oh, now, didn't get to 300 wins, but did hit the 3,000 strikeout plateau. All right, Carl, real quick, pop quiz. Does anyone know who Hofjor Julius Bjornsson is?
No, I do not.
Remember the mountain from Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This monster of a man from Reykjavik, Iceland, who's set all the powerlifting records. 6'9", 440 pounds. He just set for you powerlifters out there, nerds. He just set the world record deadlift, 505 kilograms. No, I don't do that math. It comes out to 1,113 pounds.
That's a lot.
Deadlift. How about them apples?
Is he alive?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just asking. That's a lot.
This guy played basketball. Imagine playing basketball against this dude if he was in Iceland.
Yeah, I see guys in the gym sometimes doing those deadlifts. I'm like, good luck. Right. That's just
yeah, that's too much. I haven't done legs since Reagan was the president. Okay, speaking of being in shape, let's give it up for the new look, Luka Doncic.
I don't believe it.
He's reportedly lost 21 pounds.
No way.
Buying this.
Soft body Luka.
Hey, man, they're saying that he's apparently doing a new diet. He's got a new workout routine. So what better time than now to bring in virtual Luka? But I haven't done joke yet. Why do you play rim shot?
What are you doing?
I've cut it sugar. No more sugar. I've gone down from, in the old days, two blizzards a day. Now just one blizzard a day.
One a day.
What? This is no joke. It's true.
What exercise?
Who doesn't like DQ?
I do. I love it. What exercises are you doing?
I'm doing lots of sit-ups. I've also, they put a hoagie on a string, and I try to reach and grab at it. But this is a technique. What are you? My vertical has improved.
I've heard.
Have you seen the picture of me?
Yes, I
hired Zion Williamson's oil man to do my oil. What?
No.
When you take pictures to have body oil on the physique, it's important. Order. You don't.
That's not a Photoshop.
No Photoshop. I'm a lean, mean Slovakian basketball machine. Check that, I'm Slovenian.
Virtual Luka, here's the real question.
Yes.
Who are you working out with?
I have reached out to the best experts. I initially was doing the deal a meal, and then Richard Simmons dies, so I could not use him. The man is dead. You make jokes? You play rimshot for that? Richard Simmons was big influence on me in his little, very funny striped shorts he used to wear. Very short, very tiny.
Do you have a trainer?
I do. His name is Alex Rodriguez.
Who?
He is helping me with weight loss. Alex Rodriguez, great stamina, strength. He gives me these special potions that I put on my low-carb diet.
Do you know Alex allegedly used illegal enhancers?
I was referred to him by Marion Jones.
Who?
What? Why is this rim shots?
Marion Jones also allegedly did some things she shouldn't have done.
What sport does she play?
Track and field.
Never watched it. And then finally, I am trying to transform my body, and you play rim shot. This is real. No more beef and cheddars. I go gluten-free. And by the way, gluten-free sucks, if you're honest. The bread has no flavor.
I don't like it either.
I do two-a-days, strength and agility. But the guy who's really helped me is my bicycle work.
Oh, really?
With Lance Armstrong. Why? What is funny?
What, are you on a Peloton?
Yes. It's very hard to do that, by the way. You get the hemorrhoids on your tuchus.
Oh.
You get to have seat. What? Have you ever ridden one of those Schwinns? You need to. You get to have padding on your buttocks. You get chafed. It's not fun. But this is what I'm doing as the Lakers become mighty.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The alcohol, Luke, are you cutting that out now, too?
Yes, I'm down to half a case of Coors a weekend.
Half?
Yes, that's. What is wrong? Six beers a day? My body is now temple.
They're light, though, right?
Coors Light. Can't drink that Mick Ultra. It has no flavor. I got the Coors Light. When I was in Texas, I drank Shiner Bock.
Yes, you did.
Lots of carbs. And I found out. Lance Armstrong said you can't drink that.
No, well, he would know. Lance would know.
Yes.
You're working with a variety of former standout athletes.
Well, it's terrible that they trade him. One of my good friends, Jurickson, comes east to Atlanta. I used to see Jurickson profile. What? Everybody, what's funny? What is this guy?
You know he got suspended for 80 games, right?
I don't watch baseball. I play basketball. Muscle mass, definition. I'm on the Jurickson Profar diet. Great way to train.
Okay. Are you excited about playing for Slovenia this summer and the games that they're going to have this summer?
Yes, I am very much excited. Although, to be quite honest with you, I mean, my goal is now NBA championship.
Oh, okay? Good. That's
yes.
good.
And also to move LeBron out of Lakers onto my team. I'm so sick of LeBron with his passive aggressiveness, his receding hairline. Get the plugs. Look at Mike Bell. Get the plugs.
I was going to say, you sound like somebody I know.
LeBron with that thing on his head. It's like a chocolate yarmulke. Fill the hair in. You do the commercial. Come on.
Well, he's just trying to. The hairline is going way back.
Time.
It's going way back.
Yes. I hope he takes him and his son to go to Dallas, like my team.
So, do you eat snacks now?
Yes, I do. But it's very, very. It's small portion. The key to weight loss for all the listeners out there, take Lucas' advice. Small portions. I do 2 ring dings during practice.
Oh.
Watch, this is, you know, you need to have some energy. I'm done with this, and I'm done with this segment. Hit the music.
Thank you.
By the end, I sounded more like Jackie Mason. The voice is altered. Now you got jokes.
Thank you, Virtual
so
Luca.
So again, no more beef and chatters. 6-pack of Coors Light today. Watch me transform.
If you're on the Jurixson, then you're on Jurixson.
I call him Jerky. What? That's my name. I call him... He what? It's Jerky. When I get Lance, Marion Jones, Alex together, we have a great time. Ben Johnson, too.
Oh, Ben Johnson?
What? He's Canadian.
He cheated. Hey, man, coming up.
Day-Day is not laughing at jokes. I believe he feels segment has gone on too long.
Hey, I don't buy it, but maybe you do. Great job, Virtual Luca. Coming up, he speaks. He talked about a variety of things you'll hear from a guy that maybe we didn't think we'd hear a lot from. Next.
What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.